Well, we're going to talk about tonight on counseling people who have divorce in their past. And this workshop is not about whether or not there are biblical grounds for divorce and the ins and outs and all of that, that subject. That would be a worthy subject of another workshop, but that's not the topic on this one. In my experience, maybe yours is like this, but I don't get to vote on very many divorces. You know, it's not like people come and say, "Brother Randy, I'm thinking about divorcing my spouse. What do you think? Yes or no?" And I don't get the vote. What happens, though, is I find people sitting across the table from me where divorce is part of their life, oftentimes multiple divorces. And so that's what we're going to deal with tonight, is just how do you deal with people who happen to have divorce in their past. And as we get started, I'd like to lead us in a brief prayer. Would you bow with me, please? Father, we want to minister your word carefully, precisely, compassionately to people who have divorce in their past and who are dealing with all the issues that are surrounding that. So I would ask that tonight you would help us to focus our thinking clearly and precisely on this subject. Help me to be engaging. Help me to be clear. Help me to put tools in these dear folks' ministry toolbox that will help them to be more effective for your honor and glory. In Christ's name I pray, amen. Would you please look at the opening paragraph? The pain of the circumstances leading to or recovering from a divorce will frequently prompt individuals to seek counseling. Right? Yeah. Biblical counselors should explore the following areas as they get to know the individuals they seek to help. Learning about the following subjects will help determine the wisest manner in which to minister the hope and the direction that Christ and His Word provide. All right? Now, if you've not yet done it, if you just look at your sheet, there's a very simple three-point outline. And part of the reason I've put that for you is because the next time you're counseling somebody who has divorce in their past, you're not going to have time to be able to pull this out and look at it, but you should be able to remember, when I'm getting to know somebody, I want to ask some questions about their past, about their present, and about their future. All right? And getting this kind of information will help me to know how to minister wisely and effectively the Word of God to them. You see, we call biblical counseling intensive discipleship. Biblical counseling is ministering the Word of God precisely where somebody needs it the most right now in their life. And you don't know where they need the Word of God the most until you gather information. That's why, you know, we talk about the six key elements in the counseling process, and key element number one is gathering data. So what this is about is to give you some insight in some areas where you may want to ask some questions and do some extensive probing. Remember that phrase from your Track 1 class? Extensive talks about the big areas of life. But intensive probing is where we go after some particular areas. And so as we move through the outline, you'll see, I trust, how this will help you in your data gathering. Okay. As we think about with a person sitting across from us that has divorce in their past, I'm suggesting that you think about exploring their past is one of the areas for some data gathering. And when it comes to the data gathering regarding the past, there are three key areas that I would urge you to probe. One is the matter of unresolved guilt. And you can start in a general way by saying, as you think back to your past and all the circumstances led up to the divorce, for what do you feel guilty? All right, you can start with that. And they may say to you, well, nothing. And that may be where you want to do a little more intensive probing then, because probably most people who've gone through a divorce, if they'll be honest, well, they'll say, well, I wasn't perfect going through that time. All right? Now, regarding unresolved guilt, here are four areas that I've learned to probe. I would ask maybe some questions about personal failures that contributed to the divorce. And that may be things like, well, I worked too much, or I criticized too much, or I committed adultery. And these are things that contributed to the divorce. And you're going to ask, okay, if you did those things Have you ever cleared your conscience about those matters? Have you cleared your conscience with God and with your former spouse? Is there unresolved guilt on that? Or another area that's very frequent, I have found, is there's unresolved guilt regarding speech to or about the former mate. I've observed that when people are going through the process of divorce, it's a very hard time. And it's very easy during that kind of a trial to slander and to gossip. And both of those are wrong. Both of those are sin. Another area that you might want to consider asking some questions about as you're probing for unresolved guilt would be the distribution of the assets. And some people feel guilty after a period of time when things have settled down, they have a little better perspective, and they feel guilty because back when they were going through it, I mean, they were angry, they were hurt, they were bitter, and as they went through the legal proceedings, their goal was to hang him out to dry. I mean, financially, buddy, he's paying. Okay? Or there's that kind of an attitude on the part of a man, and the way the distribution of the assets were handled. Now, looking back, there's a sense of guilt for it. Or you may ask about their behavior in front of the children, the in-laws, friends, and etc. And what I have found is that the time, as I've worked with people who've gone through divorce, that this is a very, very hard time. And could we just agree that going through a divorce does something to you? I mean, that is a really hard thing. And in our culture today, as I'm getting to know a counselee, you know, there used to be, I felt like asking them to start with, okay, when were you divorced? Now, sometimes the tendency is to ask, how many times have you been divorced? And if going through a divorce does something to you, going through multiple divorces has got to do even more to you. All right? So I'm encouraging you, as you get to know somebody and you're trying to help them, because our goal is that they're going to be free in Christ. We want them to have a clear conscience before God and before man. So probe some questions about all that was happening back then, and is there unresolved guilt? Have you done things for which you have not cried out to God for forgiveness? Have you done things, have you sinned against others, and you've not cleared your conscience with them? Unresolved guilt. Another area that I think is wise to explore regarding the past is the impact of the divorce on his or her spiritual life and spiritual disciplines. And the way I like to ask that question is, as people tell me about, you know, the divorce and their experiences and so forth, I find it just very easy to say, man, that had to be something. What did that do to you spiritually? And you can get a whole variety of answers. Some people will say, man, I'll tell you, I hurt so bad it drove me to the Bible. Man, I started praying and I learned to fast and to really seek God's face, and I really got plugged into my church, and I'll tell you, my church members became my family, and they really supported me through that time. You can hear that kind of a wonderful testimony, and you'll hear other people that'll say, I got angry and bitter at God, and I dropped out of church and I quit reading my Bible for 2 years. Okay? Well, wouldn't those two different stories change how you're going to deal with a person? Wouldn't that be helpful insight to have? So you ask about the impact of the divorce on his or her spiritual life and their spiritual disciplines. A third area that I have found productive to ask about is the children's response to the divorce. The children's response to you, to the former spouse, the grandparents, to the church, the school, etc. I have found that learning how the children have responded to the divorce and the participants can be a very fruitful source of data gathering. And if I were to talk in broad brushstrokes now, my experience has been that the moms grieve the most for what the divorce did to the kids. And oftentimes, the mom's bitterness toward the dad grows not out of how she was betrayed, it's because of what that did to the kids. All right? And just hearing her talk about that sometimes can be very, very helpful to me. Also, if the divorce had a lasting negative impact upon the kids, At least for me, I find that I want to know.